That was Southern Culture on the Skids doing a song called Werewolf. This is the Halloween edition of Kaleidoscope here on 91.3 WYSO. This is member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the Greene County Public Library, exploring the world of Harry Potter and its roots in Renaissance magic, science, and medicine during an exhibit running October 31st through December 11th at the Xenia Community Library on Market Street in Xenia. More information is available online at greenlibrary.info. Additional support comes from Five Rivers Metro Parks, helping Miami Valley residents get out and live. If it's hiking, biking, walking, paddling, fishing, or backpacking, Metro Parks Outdoor Recreation Department has the support you need to engage in a healthy, active lifestyle. Learn more at metroparks.org/recreation. Well, I am Juliet Fromholt, and we have been celebrating Halloween here on the Halloween edition of Kaleidoscope, hence all of the songs about werewolves and ghosts and all that good stuff. And I do know that the playlist is sadly not updated yet. I will be getting to that a little later on in the show. And but, you know, if you have any questions about songs, feel free to shoot me an email or send me a Facebook message or post something on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But we're going to switch gears here for a little while because we have some other very special guests here in the studio. You may remember about a month or so ago when we were covering the Dayton Band Playoffs, we had the four semifinalist bands on the show to perform. Well, since the playoffs, one of those bands has is getting ready to release an album. It's a really great album called Blush. They are A Shade of Red, and we're going to talk to them about Blush and about their album release show and give you a chance to win some tickets to that show here in just a little while. But first, let's hear the title track from this album. This is A Shade of Red performing the title track from their new album, Blush.
Drawn to me.
That was A Shade of Red with the title track from their brand new album. It's called Blush, and we've got the members of the band here in the WYSO studios. I want to welcome Sean and Georgia. Welcome back, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
Getting into that Halloween spirit. Well, it's very exciting to have you guys back here at the YSO Studios. And last time you were here, you were competing in the Dayton Band Playoffs. Mm-hmm. And since then, you've got the album done. Tell me, fill in the spaces for me from what was happening then and what's happening now. It seems like some exciting stuff.
It took a long time to get the album done, but it was actually finished before the playoffs were done.
Oh.
But we had to get the artwork done and put the whole thing together, which took forever, but it was a lot of fun. A friend of ours who used to live in Berlin, because he's a crazy good artist, his name's David Dotson, he took the front cover. We just kind of messed around, and that's what came out of it.
Very nice, so. Very nice. And so tell me a little bit about recording this album. You know, last time you guys were here, you did an acoustic set, and this album, as we heard in the last song, you know, has electric guitar, you've got bass going on. Tell me a little bit about putting this all together.
We recorded most of the album a while back and then listened to it several times and felt it was lacking something still that when we play live, people seem to think we pull it off without having a bass player, but for the CD, we felt it needed it. So we went back and added bass to a lot of the tracks and some more backing vocals and stuff. So,
yeah, something to make it more interesting to listen to. Sound comes across differently through a radio than it does live. Live, you got a lot of spare noise. You could have all these little tiny, you know, noise going do 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 do, you know, but you're not going to hear that live because there's all the sound is bouncing all over the place. On a CD, people hopefully will listen to it a whole lot, and they'll notice those little tiny noises the more they listen to it. So we wanted it to be something interesting that they could listen to later and then pick up, glean new things from it each time.
That makes sense. Definitely makes sense. So now that you've got the album done, you're going to do the CD release show on Friday at Canal Street with Orange Willard.
Yes.
Right.
What are your plans after that? Do you want to try to take the CD and go on the road, or do you know yet?
That would be a giant yes. I have a day job. Sean has a day job. But now that we have that product, I think it's definitely a possibility for us to do weekends in different cities and that kind of thing. So we've been acquiring different merch to take with us as well.
Right, yeah. Building up, getting T-shirts, stickers, CDs done, and ready to move on and try to play to different places besides Dayton.
Yep, yep.
Ready to conquer the region.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, so some bands, it's like, you know, they've got the first album done and they're already planning for like the second and third and 27th album. Are you guys that way? Are you like raring to go for the next one, or do you want to just sort of like sit back and savor this one for a while?
No, we're ready for the next one.
Yeah, I haven't thought about
the third
27th
one. Will be
album,
a concept
but
album, I think. There'll be cuckoo clocks and everything on it.
Yeah, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, kind of, you know, something like that.
Right, we have enough songs that we play out live to have at least two CDs. So we're definitely excited that this one's done and we're getting it out there, and hopefully soon we'll actually start recording the next one.
Yeah.
I don't know where, though. The first one was all recorded in the basement.
Oh, wow.
Most of it on my laptop. George and I would basically lay down the tracks and give it to a friend of mine, of ours, Jaron Nicoletti, and he would take it home and balance it out and mix it up and give it back to us, and we tell him yeah or nay, and
yeah.
And he did a lot of work for beer and pizza.
He did do a lot of work for beer and pizza. But Sean borrowed drum mics because you can plug the guitar straight in the computer. It's great. But the drums are the hardest thing to record. So we borrowed these mics. It turned out fabulous. The different songs we recorded different ways because it was a giant experiment to see which one turned out great.
Yeah, so, we really didn't have a sound engineer or a producer or anything. We just started plugging in mics. And
it's because you're a genius. He's a genius. He come up with all these really weird ideas, and I felt really useless watching, but I held the camera.
I just watched a lot of documentaries on great albums being recorded and try to rip off their progress process.
Well, progress. So, I mean, had you had any experience like recording albums before? I mean, that's a
no.
huge
Absolutely
undertaking.
Not.
Wow. No. That is quite the undertaking to record your own album just sort of off the fly like that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's something that you would want to do again, or is it kind of like, okay, we did it, now we're going to go into a formal studio? Or did you like that process?
I liked the independence of having to do it yourself, but I, having never gone into an actual studio, I have no idea what to compare it to, so it wouldn't be fair for me to say.
Yeah, I think the only downfall maybe was how long it took. Like, if we went into a studio, we could probably bust it out fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's definitely interesting trying to be creative and do everything ourselves.
And you kind of mentioned this before, but since you were, you know, taking time and, you know, you had the time, you know, since you weren't like, you know, paying a studio or whatever, did the songs sort of evolve over the recording process and change as you did them, or did you
mean versus live? How?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the songs, they're a shade of Red Period, but they're things that I wrote before I met Sean. And which is why half the songs you can kind of tell have evolved. And the second CD, whenever we start recording it, will definitely have a different feel to it because I'm writing with a different person. I wrote by myself, and then I met Sean, and he would change the spice of it. He would change the feel, the flavor of the song. So it's evolved a little bit, but some of them I've been playing for 2 years. They were set until he'd bust out his drums and he'd say on the first track of the album, Are Your Lights Out, he had this idea. He said, Georgia, do this. And I was like, well, that's not the way I've been playing it. I don't know about that. And he said, no, you're just going to do it. He said it with a smile on his face. But yet, and I did it, and it turned out fabulous. I absolutely loved it. So that one.
It was a two-fisted approach to recording.
That one definitely evolved. So, yeah, some of them did.
I think when we first started playing, we just started playing out live. We didn't really practice a whole lot. And recording it, I started playing the songs more the way they were actually recorded. So for me, they kind of changed for my part, and I got more structure to it instead of noodling around on them so much.
And Georgia, you mentioned that, you know, you were writing songs solo, and now you're writing, you know, more with Sean. Do you feel like that has, you know, writing with somebody else has sort of changed the way you would personally tackle a song, or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would change tempo about 3 times per song before I played with Sean, and he reins me in just a little bit. I still like changing tempo, but you got to do it at a certain particular point so it sounds good and doesn't sound messy.
Right, as a drummer, I'm taught never to change tempo. But we do, and it's fun, and that's what we do.
Well, you mentioned Are Your Lights Out, so why don't we give everybody a chance to hear that one off the album? Does it need any more introduction than what you said?
No, just the beginning part was meant for the end, and it was completely Sean's idea, and I listened to that, and that's how I know that I love playing with Sean, because it turned out beautiful.
Well, let's hear that one right now. This is Are Your Lights Out from the new album by A Shade of Red. It's called Blush on Kaleidoscope. That was brand new music from A Shade of Red's new album. It's called Blush. And they are playing Friday night at Canal Street Tavern with Orange Willard. It's the CD release party for Blush. So you can see them live, get your very own copy of that disc. And we are in the studio with Sean and Georgia from A Shade of Red. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you guys here. And tell me a little bit about this CD release show.
Orange Willard's Charlie gave me a call and asked us if we would open for them because they're releasing their EP, which I'm very excited about. I've been to several Orange Willard shows over the years. Definitely always rocks out. And then I asked them if it was okay if we did a joint CD release because we'd been looking for a venue to do it at, you know, something that was more than a sports bar atmosphere. And they were pretty laid back about it, said no problem.
Great.
Yeah, we just, like you said, did the Battle of Bands at Canal Street, so it seems kind of appropriate to release a CD there.
Sure.
You know, we had a lot of people come out and voted for us and support us, and we definitely appreciated that.
And it seems like since the Dayton Band Playoffs, I've been hearing your name more, and I keep seeing, like, you know, gigs popping up on your Facebook page and all that, so... I guess we could say that was a good thing being involved in that.
Yes, absolutely. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really want to do it at first, and Georgia made me do it. I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
I didn't want to compete with other bands. It didn't seem right, but it's been very helpful, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we wouldn't have been on here.
That's true. Yeah, never would have met you guys. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing after Friday night. You said you've got some other gigs coming up and trying to pack the calendar.
Yeah, we do. We have One Eye Jacks
on the 13th. We've played there several times the last couple months. I really enjoy the atmosphere at that place. I really do. And we're doing another kind of CD celebration, if you will, on the 13th at One Eye Jacks.
I think all our shows from this point on will be CD celebrations.
Nothing wrong with that.
But and then not anything really confirmed yet, but we're trying to branch out to the Cincinnati area.
Stanley's Pub seems like it was a good fit for us. Kind of like a One Eye Jacks or Peaches.
Excellent.
That kind of scene going on in there. We're at South Park Tavern December 18th as well. Mm-hmm. Not sure who we're playing with on that one yet, but
that'll be exciting. It's the first time we've played there. It's right down the street, but we haven't played there yet. So
slowly but surely kind of branching out both in the area and regionally, it sounds like, with the possibility of some Cincinnati shows coming up. That's fantastic. So, I kind of already asked you about touring and all that, but I mean, what are your future plans? Is there anything else, like, exciting on the horizon that you guys are planning, or just getting out there and
something
playing as many shows as
more
possible?
I think our
touring.
Next step
I
is
don't...
a video.
Oh gosh, a video. Yeah.
I think we still need to make a video.
We still need to edit the footage we have because there's a lot of stuff on there that I don't think is appropriate for the end footage. So no, but I think just getting outside the city, that's the most exciting thing right now. Make that possibility happen and then branch out.
So video footage. So do you guys, like, you mentioned, like, doing video work while you're recording. Have you guys been, like, filming kind of, like, nonstop?
Yeah, we have. We filmed a lot of the CD, how we made it, in bits and pieces. We've filmed some shows and just little clips here and there. I don't know if we don't have, like, a whole show or anything available, but
just bits and
we do
pieces.
Have hit some clips on YouTube, though.
Oh, great.
We have a YouTube Shade of Red channel.
It's a baby. It's starting out. We got it. You know, Sean mentioned the footage from making the CD. I like that because then as we progressed, I can tell, oh, we had his drums arranged this way. We had the mics arranged this way for this song, and I can see how they've changed. You know, the way we recorded Are Your Lights Out, which you just played, was one of the first songs we recorded. And we mic'd everything with, you know, the condenser mics and the hi-hat was mic'd and the cymbals were mic'd and the snare. Everything was very particular. And then I think the next one that we were thinking about having you play, The Years Behind You, we actually kind of, it was a mistake, and it turned out fabulous. We put the mics too close to the drums, or we put them in a, some sort of weird position, and it actually picked up the sound of the stick making contact with the fiber. So it kind of made this smacking kind of sound. And we looked around like,
The mics cross-phased is what it was. And they're like the X and Y mic, whoever knows anything about recording probably knows what I'm talking about. I didn't have them angled right or had them in like one real high in the room and one real low. But we kept it on the recording. It sounded cool.
Happy accidents.
Yeah, right. Happy accidents. I love the way that one turned out so much.
But speaking of videos, if anyone out there would like to help us make a video, that'd be wonderful.
Nice plug. Reach out to that
pro bono work there.
That vast Dayton film community there.
There has to be an art student out there somewhere that is
there's tons.
Dying to make a video for us.
Well, that is it. The call has been put out to help these guys make a music video. Well, let's take a listen to The Years Behind You, and then when we come back, you'll have your chance to win some tickets to go see A Shade of Red and Orange Willard on Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. Any other introduction needed for this track?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I was doing a lot of seagull sounds. I don't think we kept them on the recording. Engelbert Humperdinck song, Lesbian Seagull, I was trying to play for Georgia, but she didn't believe me that song existed.
No, I didn't believe it. He had the ocean drum, and he was making seagull sounds. And
yeah, there's an ocean sound on that.
I don't know why that happened. It just disappeared. Sure.
But Georgia made that song. I wrote that song in Scotland, right?
Yeah. I didn't write it there. It took about 30 minutes, and I wrote it about my love for Scotland. So a lot of folk songs, Scottish folk songs, and Irish folk songs. Sounds like they're singing about a lover or a woman, and they're singing about the land. It kind of switches back and forth. You know, they're singing about a lost love, a person, but also about their love for this place. And I wanted to write something like that. So it's kind of difficult to tell if I'm singing about a lover or the land.
It's really about lesbian seagulls, I think.
Yes. And actually, it's just about lesbian seagulls.
Well, let's take a listen. This is A Shade of Red doing The Years Behind You on Kaleidoscope. It's okay to cry, I've learned the sky.
rain on my eyes. It's okay to cry. I learned the day you left me.
That was A Shade of Red doing a track from their brand new album. It's called Blush, and you can get your very own copy this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. They're playing with Orange Willard, who's also releasing an EP that night. And Sean and Georgia, anything else people need to know about you guys before they come out and get a copy of this great album?
No, they should just come out and see us.
Excellent, excellent.
We don't want to give too much away.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And if we've got some of our listeners who are not in the area and thus cannot come out to the show, where can they find you guys online?
We have a website. It's ashadeofred.com. And we have a Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we have a MySpace. It's A Shade of Red Music.
Oh, and CD Baby. Sean's wife is here with us, and she's been mouthing something to me, and I was trying to understand what she was.
I was getting to that one, yes. And our music is on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby, and a new one called Dig Station, just for downloads. But you get physical copies at CD Baby, and the rest are all downloads.
Okay, great, great. Well, check them out. Come out to the show or check them out. iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and Facebook, MySpace, all that good stuff, all that good internet stuff. They are A Shade of Red. And Sean and Georgia, I want to thank you guys so much for coming out tonight and being a part of the Halloween craziness.
Absolutely. Thank you.
On Kaleidoscope. And it is your chance to win some tickets to see these guys Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. It's A Shade of Red and Orange Willard. They're both going to have some CDs being released. A pair of tickets will go to the fifth caller at 769-1998. That's 769-1998 for a pair of tickets to see A Shade of Red with Orange Willard at Canal Street Tavern. Get yourself a copy of their new album, Blush, and get Orange Willard's new EP as well. We will get those phones right now. And right now, here's some music from The National. This is Kaleidoscope.